on that front bunch, so they're not getting away up front right now.
They certainly aren't, and here he is across the stripe. Allmendinger showing the way. Still a long way to go, Nick Yeoman, 92.
Yeah, a lot of racing still to be done as the sun is completely set behind the mountains. This has turned into a night race. Allmendinger, Allgaier, separated by two car lengths out of two.
Obviously the longest segment of the race is this third part of it, and these two guys up front know a lot about managing tires. A.J. Allmendinger as well as Justin Allgaier. Separation now between first and second, five car lengths.
It was just under three-tenths of a second the last time by. Now for A.J. Allmendinger being chased by Justin Allgaier. They head into 1.370 seconds.
Did just have a change for the fourth position. You guys have been singing the praises of Ryan Sieg. He got around Cole Custer. Now going to try to chase down Chandler Smith. They're all watching. Allmendinger and Allgaier up front.
Sieg's car really gets off the corner down there in two well. He makes up a lot of ground. And down here in three and four, he does the same thing. He'll pull right up to the bumper of Chandler Smith, looking to take away that third spot.
Took a little bit of a peek at the exit of turn four. His car slid up the racetrack. He is right in the tire tracks now of Chandler Smith as they head back to one.
Yeah, 11 full-time seasons of the Xfinity competition, 18 top fives, but still looking for that first race win. Ryan Sieg digging on the bottom, right on the back bumper of Chandler Smith for third.
Right behind him, Cole Custer's about, 8 to 10 car lengths back. Then you got Brandon Jones and Eric Almirola, who's finally kind of settled his car in. Lost a bunch of spots, but Almirola now keeping pace with this second group there, guys.
Four playoffs drivers not right now running in the top five. The only one who is not in the postseason contention is Ryan Sieg. He continues to hound Chandler Smith.
Yep, it's just a one-car length disadvantage for Ryan Sieg, who's running the middle group. Chandler Smith is pretty much glued to the bottom. Sieg tries to build up that momentum off of two.
Out of all those cars right there in that top six or seven, that number 20 car has always been one of the fastest ones all year long, I should say. Almirola right now, though, trying to get back to battle there with Brandon Jones.
Riley Herbst again won this race a year ago and trying to make up some ground on Eric Almirola. Almirola, though, drives to the inside of Brandon Jones as he enters turn one.
Almirola with a strong move down the front straightaway. He'll get to the inside of the pole sitter Brandon Jones and make that pass look easy. Almirola into the sixth position.
Yeah, Eric Almirola in a bright orange car today, and he is going to work on Cole Custer right in front of him right now. Brandon Jones, though, gets a good exit, a good entry into turn three and four, so he hangs right with Almirola.
Really good battles on the racetrack. A.J. Allmendinger leading by less than a half a second over Justin Allgaier. Behind them, you still have Ryan Sieg trying to fight with Chandler Smith. You've got Eric Almirola on the back bumper of Cole Custer. Parker Kligerman trying to take away ninth from Creed. Racing all over with 87 laps to go here at Las Vegas.
At Bass Pro Shops, we salute those who serve. We proudly stand with those who stand for our freedoms by offering our legendary salute discount every day, saving active duty, veterans, and first responders up to 10% on top quality outdoor gear, and recently partnering with the Army and Air Force Exchange Service, becoming the official outdoor gear provider for our heroes. It's more than the great outdoors. It's about honoring those that protect it. Bass Pro Shops, voted America's best outdoor retailer.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine fuel system to keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at ZMAX.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
We always like to remind you a lot of great programming throughout the week on the Performance Racing Network. Fast Talk with Doug Rice, the O'Reilly Auto Parts Pit Reporters with Brett McMillan, PRN's Racing Country, and At the Track with Lenny Baticki, also yours truly, with a daily dose of NASCAR news with PRN's Garage Pass. It's brought to you by the great folks at Progressive Insurance. The annual Progressive Keys to Progress program provides vehicles to deserving veterans, helping our heroes drive their lives forward. Learn more at keystoprogress.com. With 84 laps to go, A.J. Allmendinger continuing to show the way, continuing to be shadowed by Justin Allgaier. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hello?
Sherry, guess what? I sold my house in 4 hours.
No way.
My realtor wanted to reduce the price, but I told her having fiber optics all the way to my home can increase the value by $5,000.
And?
I got my full price.
Wow.
Fiber optic broadband was a must-have for the buyers because they telecommute.
I need fiber optic broadband for our house.
You do. Just call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 715-231-2000.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets, FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Motor Speedway and the Ambetter Health 302, 81 laps to go in this race. AJ Allmendinger continues to lead by less than half a second over Justin Allgaier. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. NASCAR coverage being brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi.
Allmendinger has just led his 28th lap. Justin Allgaier has led the most today, 42. Cole Custer has led 31. Allmendinger out front. Brad, one of the biggest surprises on the Xfinity Series this year for me is Allmendinger failing to this point to go to victory lane. As a full-time Cup driver, ran only five Xfinity Series races a year ago. 1-2, was a runner-up and had five top tens. I thought, man, they're going to hit the ground running, and AJ's going to win a bunch of races this year, but still hunting for that lone trip to victory lane.
And if he can do it now, it would vault him into the championship four race at Phoenix Raceway. That would be huge for both he and for his race team, Colic Racing, as he will go Cup Series racing once again next year full-time. You know, it's interesting watching the way this is playing out on the racetrack, Mark. 79 laps to go. We're probably still 15 to 20 away from the pit window truly opening. But the big question is anyone going to come early?
That is certainly a question, Mark. Also, there's a question whether A.J. Allmendinger can hold off Justin Allgaier. Allgaier is there in turn one.
Yeah, last five or six laps, Justin Allgaier has just been inching forward a little bit closer and closer to A.J. Allmendinger. Pat, it's just a car length and a half down the back straightaway.
Yeah, Allmendinger's car is just, you know, just starting to go away just a little bit, and right now he'll close it down. It's only about two-car separation there, first and second, but A.J.'s car is just getting a little bit looser on him, guys, as he tries to hold on to the lead.
Well, that battle is closing right now, but the reason there's a reason for it, Brett McMillan.
You're right, Brad. What's happening is Justin Allgaier has something on his grill. So A.J. Allmendinger is backing up to him to try to help get the paper, whatever that is on his grill, off of the grill. That's why this closing up a little bit. And on the close shots on television, you can see the big piece of paper that's on the front of Allgaier's grill.
And it's right in the middle of the grill. Could be blocking off some air for A.J., for Allgaier. But, Brad, it looks like apparently A.J. said, look, I tried, and now he's taken off again.
Yeah, we see this all the time. Sometimes the leader might have the hot dog wrapper on his grill, and the leader's going to have to back up, let someone else take the lead while they get it off. I think it's a very rare thing where you see the leader say, I'll back up to you just so you can race me harder. This is one of those times where maybe A.J. Allmendinger and Colic Racing should say no. We're going to have you on the ground. We're going to put one foot on you. We're going to keep you there. Because for Justin Allgaier, who now drives to the back of Akinora Ogata, who is a lap car, tries to get it off right here, and he does successfully on the front straightaway. He lost a lot of ground, though. Now Justin Allgaier is 1.08 seconds behind A.J. Allmendinger.
I was just going to say he's going to pick out a lap car maybe to do that with, and exactly that what happened. So Allgaier now will give chase. Now that perhaps his engine temperatures will kind of settle in. Again, we've got 75, now make it 74 next time by. Let's give you a rundown. A.J. Allmendinger is your leader. Allgaier is second. Chandler Smith third. Fourth is Ryan Sieg. Eric Almirola fifth. Sixth is Cole Custer. Then it is going to be Riley Herbst in seventh, Parker Kligerman eighth, Brandon Jones ninth, Sam Mayer in tenth.
11th is Sheldon Creed. Jesse Love runs in 12th, Jeb Burton in 13th, 14th is Daniel Dye, Anthony Alfredo 15th. Austin Hill up to 16th. Parker Retzloff is 17th. 18th is Kyle Sieg. Josh Williams, 19th. 20th, Matt DiBenedetto.
Corey Heim is 21st. 22nd, Brendan Poole. Jeremy Clements is 23rd. Sammy Smith now struggling, falling back to 24th. Taylor Gray in 25th. 26th, Myatt Snyder. Garrett Smithley, 27th. 28th, Kyle Weatherman. Blaine Perkins, 29th. Ryan Vargas in 30th.
Dylan Lupton running in 31st. He is minus one lap down. J.J. Yaley, 32nd. 33rd is Ryan Ellis. 34th is Joey Gase. At minus four laps, Akinora Ogata is in 35th. 36th is Dawson Krim. He's at minus six. Leland Honeyman in 37th at minus eight. Shane Van Gisbergen has had to make a couple of trips to the garage. He is minus 55 laps down, currently running in 38th. Everyone who started this race is still on the racetrack. That leaderboard update brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza, where we love racing and we love pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com or download the Hunt Brothers Pizza app.
Want to remind everybody, tomorrow on PRN, 1:30 Eastern time, it is going to be the South Point 400. And again, Tyler Reddick, or rather Christopher Bell, is going to lead them to the pole. Tyler Reddick qualified second, and they will be the lead two on the front row. We go green tomorrow afternoon.
Hearing about 15 laps from green flag pit stops here in the Ambetter Health 302, A.J. Allmendinger now enjoys a 1.4-second advantage over Justin Allgaier. Remember, Allgaier had to back off just a little bit because he had a hot dog wrapper on his grill. He had been hounding the back bumper of A.J. Allmendinger. Chandler Smith, 3.1 seconds back. Ryan Sieg, 3.4. 5.4 seconds back is Eric Almirola. And the reason why I point out those times, Mark, we saw a lot of battles. We saw in the top 10 drivers running up to the back bumper. Now things are starting to settle in. The one thing, if you're just joining us, we learned in stage number one, we had a caution come out with about 10 laps to go. We saw several teams come down pit road and take fresh tires. We restarted the end of stage one with six to go, and Cole Custer came from 15th, drove his way all the way up through the field in just six laps. That's how much tire degradation and lap time drop-off we're seeing on these tires here tonight.
And again, coming into play, we're in total darkness just about now at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. The lights blazing down on this 1.5-mile racetrack. And again, how that plays into it, they talk about this track being temperature sensitive. It changes a lot. Should be a little more consistent the rest of the way. The track temperatures are going to kind of remain the same, maybe drop a little bit as we go along, get it deeper into the night with the temperatures in the desert. Again, going down just a bit. Allmendinger back across the stripe. His lead, 1.7 seconds. He had the runner-up last week at the Roval. That was his best finish of the year. Has a couple of third-place finishes, I believe, at Atlanta, Watkins Glen. And again, one of the biggest surprises this year is that team has not won at this point.
Well, they're looking really good tonight. Nick Yeoman, I want to survey both you and Pat Patterson. First of all, what does 71 degrees feel like right now when the sun has gone down? And number two, how is that changing, and how is this long run changing the lines the drivers are taking around the track?
I find it quite comfortable here in turn number two, but I think the thing that's helped is the breeze has slowed down a little bit as well. So I think it'll become very comfortable, but I think it has made this racetrack very, very fast. And that's why you're starting to see guys like A.J. Allmendinger and Justin Allgaier really deal with lap traffic. The strong cars, after the sun is set, Pat, feels like they're starting to get stronger here in the later stages.
Yeah, as this track has cooled off, there's a lot more grip out there, but a lot more grip means you're going to use your tire up even more. If you notice down on my end of the racetrack, we've got fewer and fewer cars that are up next to the wall. When it was hot down here, everybody was using, or lots of people were using, the top side of the racetrack in three and four. That's not happening right now, or hasn't been of the last four or five laps. There's literally no breeze on my end of the racetrack, so it's going to be interesting to see how much the tire wears this time versus when the sun was out earlier.
All right, well, thank you very much, Pat. Thank you very much, Nick Yeoman. I'll tell you what, we're going to come back to Las Vegas Motor Speedway as we are getting set up for green flag pit stops. 65 laps to go here in the Ambetter Health 302.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan.
It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly VeriScan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Hunt Brothers Pizza, you can choose from 10 toppings at no extra charge. In a hurry, call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Find the nearest location at HuntBrothersPizza.com and follow me, Joey Logano, all season long.
By downloading the free PRN mobile app, you can listen to all of our live race broadcast anywhere. You'll also have easy access to all of our award-winning studio shows. Get all the latest racing information at your fingertips with the PRN mobile app.
Green flag pit stop should be on our way pretty soon. A.J. Allmendinger leads Justin Allgaier by 1.86 seconds with 63 laps to go. Today's race sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. From Las Vegas Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durant area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durant.
Bad news for playoff contender Sammy Smith. He was struggling back in 24th, and now A.J. Allmendinger has passed him, putting him one lap down. Now Myatt Snider going a lap down. So Smith at this point not in position to get a free pass if the yellow flag should come out.
And Mark, this is a driver who started this race actually driving his way up to the front. Almost hard to believe that they've fallen off so much throughout the course of this race. That win in Talladega took them literally from last and put them into the round of eight. But obviously today he's not going to be able to do the same to get into the championship round. And it's interesting, Justin Allgaier in stage number two actually ran the entirety of stage number two plus six extra laps on the same set of tires and really was driving away through the field the entire time. And he's losing ground now to A.J. Allmendinger, our race leader, 2.1 seconds right now. It looks like we're about to start some green flag pit stops. Wendy Venturini, it's open for you.
Chandler Smith is the first car to come down pit road. It's going to be four tires, Sunoco Fuel. He has reported a pretty neutral car. They made an air pressure adjustment, but nothing more than that. A little bit longer stop, but Chandler Smith is down and away.
Looks like they're going to put Leland Honeyman's car in the garage. They're backing it down the pit lane as Chandler Smith now makes his way at 45 miles per hour down the pit lane. As at this point in the race, we have 57 laps to go in the Ambetter Health 302 pit road now beginning to get a little bit busier. We'll have to see if some challengers have come down the road, some top runners, and indeed they have. Cole Custer along with Riley Herbst now easing their way down the pit lane. Custer will pull in. Looks like they'll go for four tires and fuel. Let's go to Brett McMillan.
And Riley Herbst said the car has been just a little bit tight. He's got a long trip down pit road to the very end of pit road. It's going to be a four-tire change, an air pressure adjustment, and Sunoco Fuel for Riley Herbst. A little bit of time on the right side of the car. Finally arrived on the left side of the car, and they're just finishing up there. Justin Allgaier is on pit road. His sideboard is waving as his crew's waiting for them. They're going to try to tighten up that car. It's been a little bit loose. They're around the right side of the car. Everything going smooth as they begin Allgaier's pit stop. Wendy Venturini.
Eric Almirola has raced his way up to that fifth position after a penalty on pit road. The last time he came down pit road, he hit his pit stall a little too early, and he had to go to the back of the field. A little bit lengthy stop on the left side. He stalls, and now Eric Almirola has pulled away. Brett McMillan.
Sam Mayer is in. They're finishing up a four-tire stop for him. They gave him an air pressure adjustment. It was a 10.8-second stop for him. That was a good, solid stop for Sam Mayer's team.
A.J. Allmendinger, the leader, is on pit road as well. They're around the right side, back to the left, filling it up with fuel. Allmendinger pits from the lead. We'll have to see how things will turn out when we get back out onto the racetrack as we go to Wendy Venturini.
Brandon Jones was a little bit too tight. They wanted to take lateral grip out of his race car. They've slowly been working on his car as it had dropped back to the ninth position. Brett McMillan.
Austin Hill said the car was getting tighter over the course of the run. They're giving him a chassis adjustment, two rounds on the left side, four tires, Sunoco fuel. He peels out a 12.2-second stop.
So again, as Sheldon Creed makes his pit stop, Parker Kligerman coming on to pit road as well. Let's pick up some of the lead machines now on the racetrack, trying to pick up A.J. Allmendinger. There he is across the stripe. He has come out in front of Justin Allgaier and Chandler Smith. So A.J.'s team did exactly what they needed to do on that pit stop.
Yeah, A.J. Allmendinger had to be very deliberate going down pit road as well, because Eric Almirola was coming out of his box, got just in front of him. Allmendinger didn't push the issue. He let it just play out, let Eric Almirola get in front of him. He was able to pull cleanly into his pit box as well. But right now, as they come back around, Jesse Love being shown as the leader right now. But again, we are in a cycle of green flag pit stops, so we're going to have to let this cycle through before we can give you a true idea of where A.J. Allmendinger is going to come out ahead of Justin Allgaier. But right now, Mark, it looks like it's going to be pretty significant. He definitely did not lose any ground to him.
Allmendinger shown ninth now with Allgaier 10th. The gap is nearly 2 seconds. So A.J. Allmendinger, that team, it was a clutch pit stop. They came up big.
Yeah, and we've seen them have some really good pit stops this year as well. The Roval was another great example of that last weekend, and they're doing everything they can. Some penalties. Taylor Gray ended up getting a speeding penalty. He had issues on the restart for stage number three. He ended up getting accordioned in the field and had to come down pit road. As we've got more people, it looks like Jesse Love is now going to have to give up the lead. He will make that long trip down pit road, and Jesse Love is going to bring his car to the attention of that Richard Childress Racing crew. Let's go to Brett McMillan.
He's been a little bit tight, Brad. They are spending some time on the right side of the car. They got some trouble on the right rear. Finally, they're coming around to the left side. This is going to be a long stop for Jesse Love. They got the left side tires on. They dropped the car, but that problem on the right rear is going to cost them some positions.
So a number of cars that had not pitted are taking that opportunity right now. Kyle Sieg is one of those. And now Allmendinger filling and filing his way up to the field. Third now being listed on the scoreboard. It looks like Josh Williams has stayed out to lead a lap. Now Josh Williams comes in to pit. He'll give up the lead, and that should put Allmendinger back at the front. We'll have to see if it'll take another lap to do that. But Allmendinger, along with Allgaier and Chandler Smith, have cycled 1, 2, and 3 back to the front.
And as when we come back, we're going to give you a full field rundown, let you know where your drivers have shaken out after green flag pit stops here in the Ambetter Health 302.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired a soap opera star.
Gracious me, my car has storm damage and I've had to file a claim. Could it possibly get worse? Will my claims team leave me for someone else? Someone less intense?
No. Actually, when you file a claim with GEICO, you get your own dedicated claims team who promises to stay with you throughout the process.
Oh, I've never known such loyalty. I can't wait for the second season.
GEICO. Great service without all the drama.
This NASCAR playoffs, if you like things spicy, Toyota Racing is looking for you. No, we don't care if you can handle the five-alarm chili or that eternal inferno salsa.
Oh, boy. Oh.
Can you handle how spicy these playoffs will be when the temperature rises on racing's biggest stage?
Water.
please.
If you're ready for some serious heat, we want you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, Inc.
After green flag pit stops, A.J. Allmendinger now enjoys a 1.5-second advantage over Justin Allgaier. When we come back, we'll give you a full field rundown. 48 laps to go in the Ambetter Health 302 from Las Vegas Motor Speedway. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator SUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a Deere. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Bauer Built Tire of Durant.
Before we give you the full field rundown, Nick Yeoman just watched Justin Allgaier fight his way through a gauntlet of 6 or 7 lap cars and got through safely.
Yeah, there are a couple hornet's nests out there that the race leaders have had to navigate, but you're right, Justin Allgaier looking like a veteran, dicing his way through the lap traffic, but there were some very tense moments there for the championship contender Allgaier, who's been so very strong in that.
And Allmendinger led him through at this point. Allmendinger with a 2.2-second lead with 44 laps to go. Allgaier is second. Chandler Smith third. All three are playoff drivers. Ryan Sieg fourth. Then our reigning champion Cole Custer fifth. Sixth is Riley Herbst. Parker Kligerman seventh. Brandon Jones eighth. Eric Almirola ninth. Sam Mayer in 10th. 11th is Sheldon Creed. Jesse Love runs in 12th. Austin Hill is 13th. 14th is Parker Retzloff. Anthony Alfredo runs in 15th. 16th is Daniel Dye. Jeb Burton is 17th. 18th is Corey Heim. Brennan Poole runs 19th. And Jeremy Clements is 20th. Kyle Sieg is 21st. Josh Williams 22nd. 23rd. Is Matt DiBenedetto, Kyle Weatherman 24th, Sammy Smith in 25th. 26th is Myatt Snyder, Taylor Gray 27th, 28th Ryan Vargas, Blaine Perkins 29th, and J.J. Yaley in 30th. While in 31st, Dylan Lupton, 32nd, Ryan Ellis, Garrett Smithley 33rd, Joey Gase is 34th, Akinori Ogata is 35th, Dawson Cram 36th, 37th, Leland Honeyman. Out of the race is Leland Honeyman, as well as Shane Van Gisbergen, who will be credited for a 38th place finish here at Las Vegas. Wow, fourth DNF this season for SVG. And two of those are mechanical. One was an engine, and whatever was going on with that race car today, they took it into the pits. He was out on the racetrack for a while, 55 laps down. I guess when you get less than 55 to go, you just kind of pull it in at that point. Let's go down now to Wendy Venturini.
Okay, when we say this sport can be very dangerous, that's exactly what happened on pit road during those green flag pit stops. Josh Williams came in, and it was a normal pit stop, but when the fueler of the race car for Josh Williams, named Justin Wilson, went over pit wall with the gas can, the breather cap on the side of the fuel can popped off, which means where the breather cap is, all of the fuel started to spill directly on his head, all the way down this very large gentleman's body, all in the pit stall of Josh Williams. Justin Wilson, the fuel man, is okay. He basically took a bath in gallons and gallons of fuel. But I will say when Garrett Smithley came down pit road, the car pitted directly in front of him. He spun through the gas that had not been dried off with the air blowers yet. And then he hit pit wall. His crew guys had to pit him sideways. And Garrett Smithley had to come back in a second time for another pit stop. So a lot of chaos here on pit road in the Xfinity Series.
Ah, really tough right there. And, you know, situational awareness for Garrett Smithley. They should have probably told him, hey, you have to be careful. You know, NASCAR
NASCAR is all about safety, and over the years, not only have they made things safer for the drivers, but pit road, they now, of course, wear fire suits. But I remember pictures back in the day, these guys smoking cigarettes on pit road with fuel everywhere. So that certainly is a big difference from, quote, unquote, back in the day.
We've come a long way in that half century since. Well, Sammy Smith, we figured out the problem with him. He has damage on the front of his race car. One of our playoffs contenders currently running 29th. When he came down pit road, Mark, they had to make extensive repairs on the nose of that car. A lot of bare bond going right across the nose. And obviously that for him is the problem that is hurting him right now. Among all of our eight playoffs drivers, Sammy Smith is the lowest right now, currently running 29th. He is now minus three laps to the field.
A.J. Allmendinger continuing to ease his way away from Justin Allgaier. We've got 37 laps to go. The gap has now been grown to 3.2 seconds. And what a win this would be for Allmendinger. You wait till now to win your first race of the year, but it would be huge. You go into the championship four, and he was ranked seventh out of the eight drivers coming into this round of eight opening race here in Las Vegas.
36 laps to go this time by as A.J. Allmendinger crosses the start-finish line on the back bumper of Anthony Alfredo. Nick Yeoman looks like he's cleanly getting through lap traffic.
Yeah, he's done a really nice job over the last 5 or 10 laps of gigging through that lap traffic. I think, though, we might have a battle for second. Justin Allgaier all of a sudden has Ryan Sieg closing within three car lengths, Pat, as they set up for turn three.
Now, Ryan Sieg has gotten through some of the slower cars a bit better than Justin Allgaier has right now. Sieg about five car lengths off of the seven car.
As they work their way out of turn number four, there is Sieg across the stripe. Justin Allgaier losing ground to the leader, A.J. Allmendinger, and now Ryan Sieg is trying to take that second spot away.
And Ryan Sieg was really one of the last of these leaders to pit, so he's got the fresher tires, continuing to run down Allgaier to the backstretch.
Let's call it about two car lengths now. Sieg versus Allgaier down to the bottom of the racetrack in three and four. They'll stay about two car lengths apart off of four.
34 laps to go this time by. Here is A.J. Allmendinger. That battle for second will continue into one. When we come back, we're going to pick up the action here at Vegas.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now.
800-475-8167. 800-475-8167. 800-475-8167. That's 800-475-8167.
With 32 laps to go, we have a change in the runner-up spot. A.J. Allmendinger leads. Now Ryan Sieg is taken away second from Justin Allgaier, who drops to third. Chandler Smith is fourth. Riley Herbst running in fifth. We have 32 laps to go in the Ambetter Health 302. From Las Vegas Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Daily Money Management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, Daily Money Management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel, and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
A.J. Allmendinger did not want to see this. Caution flag number 6 is out on the racetrack after Kyle Sieg spun coming out of turn number 4. We have 30 laps to go here in the Ambetter Health 302. Ryan Sieg, Kyle's brother, had just taken over the second spot and was trying to give chase to the leader, A.J. Allmendinger, who had a 3.3-second lead when that yellow flag came out.
Well, Mark, remember when you were bragging about the fast pit stop from A.J. Allmendinger?
Going to need another one?
They are going to need another one for sure. We have 30 laps to go in this race, and we can see from up here, and I'm sure Wendy Venturini and Brett McMillan would attest to the same. There are tires up on the wall right now, and you can bet the way we've seen the tire degradation and the lap time drop-off in this race that they are going to want 4 fresh sticker tires. Now coming to 29 to go as the field is tucked in behind that Toyota GR Supra pace car. The good thing for A.J. Allmendinger, 1, 2, 3 lap cars in between both he and Ryan Sieg. Another lap car between Ryan Sieg and Justin Allgaier. That means those cars are still going to stay there until they can come onto pit road. That's going to give him just a little bit extra over those drivers as well.
You can bet when those lap cars move to the right to let the lead lap cars get on the pit lane, Ryan Sieg and Justin Allgaier are going to try to juice the gas as quick as they can, because that all J.A.J. needs is a second or two advantage coming onto the pit lane, and his pit crew can maybe take it just a little easier and still get him out first. We'll have to see.
We talked about in our Progressive Keys to Victory, pit road is going to be important for you, not only as a driver. You cannot make that mistake of either speeding on pit road. We saw Eric Almirola have the incident earlier where he basically went into that no zone on pit road, the interference that we saw earlier. He got a penalty for that. You've got to be careful with what you do. And obviously for the pit crew, 5 off, 5 on, the lug nuts on these Xfinity Series cars.
This is the money stop, and here is the green light flashing. Pit road is open. Allmendinger will lead them, and again, you're watching Sieg and Allgaier going like, when can we make a run at him? And they now run up to the back bumper of A.J. Allmendinger as he will lead them onto the pit lane. Let's go to Wendy Venturini.
Chandler Smith will be that first car on this end of pit road. He said the lateral grip was okay. He told Jeff Mendering to leave it alone, but he needs better front turn, especially on the throttle. Chandler also noted with the colder weather now, as it got a little bit chillier, the rubber is starting to get a little slick, so they made those adjustments. It's 4 tires, fuel, he's down and away. Let's head over to Brett McMillan.
A.J. Allmendinger in, happy with the car. They're just going to give a 4-tire change, no adjustments. They're already around the left side of the car. Meanwhile, A.J. Allmendinger finishing his stop. Couple pit stalls in front of him. Justin Allgaier has a pit stop going. They're putting tape on the front end. He said, take the air down on the tires. Allmendinger stopped 15 seconds flat. Ryan Sieg right behind him got a 4-tire change and an air pressure adjustment, and he went out right behind Allmendinger.
Allmendinger, Sieg, Chandler Smith, Riley Herbst, Justin Allgaier loses 2 spots on pit road. He's 5th off the pit lane, followed by Kligerman, Custer, Creed, Almirola, and Jones.
Madame Giselle senses something in your future.
Is my boyfriend going to propose?
It's a big storm.
Wait, we're going to get in a fight?
No, a literal storm. Wind, heavy wind. I see a tree falling on your RV.
Oh, that's fine. I'm covered by Progressive. So, is my boyfriend there? Maybe on one knee?
The entire roof is crushed.
So, no ring.
Be prepared for the unexpected with Progressive, a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Product features subject to policy terms and may not be available in all states or for all vehicles and covered selections.
Xfinity here. How can we help?
Hi. My daughter invited her entire class to her birthday party. Can my Wi-Fi handle it?
Oh, well, at Xfinity, our latest gateways have tri-band Wi-Fi technology, letting you connect hundreds of devices at once.
So if all the kids are watching stuff on their phones, well, their parents are sharing videos online.
Yep, they can all do their thing and party their way.
Oh, we are going to need a bigger cake.
Xfinity. Bring on the good stuff. Go to Xfinity.com to learn more. Restrictions apply.
28 laps to go, 27 now in the Ambetter Health 302. When we come back, we are going to take you to the Toyota Commercial Free Zone from Las Vegas. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk after the bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
The field is coming to one to go before we go back to Green Flag Racing. A lot of cars took the waiver round, opted not to pit during this cycle. And we will take you commercial-free to the checkered flag, brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com.
We are going to take the green flag again with 25 to go. A.J. Allmendinger, the leader. Could this be the day for Ryan Sieg making his 364th Xfinity Series start? He's been a runner-up three times at Iowa in 2017, at Talladega 2020, at Texas in 2024. He will line up number two on the restart. Chandler Smith, Riley Herbst, Justin Allgaier, Parker Kligerman, Cole Custer, Sheldon Creed, Eric Almirola, and Brandon Jones, the rest of our top 10.
Well, Mark, the yellow flag just went down in the flag stand because the green flag is about to come back out when we go through the restart zone. The question is, if you're up in the flag stand, do you keep that yellow handy just in case? We're coming down to 25 laps to go here in the Ambetter Health 302.
We've said it many, many times before in NASCAR. Yellows break out at the end because the give and take becomes take and take. And again, two objects, as Doug Rice likes to talk about, cannot occupy the same space. It's physics. It's just plain
physics. It is simple physics. Pat Patterson, what do they look like?
Well, they look pretty good. Everybody's lined up here ready to go. And as my Uncle Chick always says, you got a whole bunch of fast cars and not a lot of laps. And potential for bad things can happen. It's going to be 16 there. A.J. Allmendinger up here on the front with Ryan Sieg. Let's see what can happen. Here goes the Toyota pace car. We're ready for a restart.
Jason Brownlow brings it on to pit lane. NASCAR starter Kyle Hicks has the green flag in hand. They're in the Geico restart zone. Green flag is back out. Allmendinger gets a great jump over Ryan Sieg. Chandler Smith on Allmendinger's back bumper in turn one.
Yeah, Chandler Smith's going to be the big winner as he's going to rocket his way to the second spot behind A.J. Allmendinger. They go two and three wide behind. Well, here comes Parker Kligerman. Kligerman on the inside trying to get around Sieg for third.
Parker's got a nice run on the inside. Now he's going to be challenged almost three wide heading into the corner. Somebody's got to give. Kligerman moves up the racetrack. Gives some racing room down there at the bottom.
A.J. Allmendinger is leading right now as he comes across the start-finish line. Chandler Smith running in second. Ryan Sieg, Dennis Justin Allgaier side by side with Riley Herbst.
Yeah, Riley Herbst was the one that tried to make it three wide. He's going to try to fend off the challenge for Justin Allgaier, who's been so strong all day long. Allgaier wants to get back in the top five, Pat, out of turn two.
Ryan Sieg didn't have much of a restart car, but he's got a fast car now, and he's bearing down on that second place of Chandler Smith. Up off the corner, A.J. Allmendinger controls the field.
Chandler Smith is now the new challenger for A.J. Allmendinger, but Ryan Sieg has not let Smith go. They're across the stripe, 23 laps left here in Las Vegas.
And right behind that trio, we see Justin Allgaier put it right behind the back bumper of Parker Kligerman. They'll go single file to the bottom. Everybody still chasing Allmendinger down the back stretch.
Allmendinger with the lead. Then the battle for second. Ryan Sieg right behind Chandler Smith in the 81. They race into the corner, separated by about two car lengths. Parker Kligerman, though, making a move to try to come up there and battle for that third spot.
Boy, Justin Allgaier looked to the outside of Kligerman. He now looks to the inside. He's going to chase his back bumper into one.
Yeah, he's getting desperate, Brad, and he's moving around the racetrack to try to find a way around Parker Kligerman, but that is easier said than done. The battle for second is intensified. Sieg got up underneath the 81 machine of Chandler Smith. They'll battle into three.
Ryan Sieg wants the second spot. Bottom of the racetrack, he
takes it away from Chandler Smith. Now Allgaier will move right to the bumper of Chandler Smith into fourth position.
Allgaier got underneath Parker Kligerman. Now Riley Herbst trying to do the same thing. They come down to the stripe, nearly a dead heat. Kligerman with a half-car length lead on the outside.
All of this battling is music to the ears of A.J. Allmendinger. He's opened up an eighth-car length advantage over the new second-place car. That is Ryan Sieg. Battle for third may be shaping up, though. Chandler Smith's going to have to fend off Justin Allgaier.
Here comes the brand Chevy going right to the bumper of Chandler Smith. Wants that third spot. We'll stay right at the bottom of the racetrack. Those cars stay right attached together there at the bottom of the racetrack.
20 to go, this time by A.J. Allmendinger pulling away from Ryan Sieg. Then it's Chandler Smith, but he is being hounded by Justin Allgaier.
Yeah, Justin Allgaier right there in the tire tracks. They both dive to the bottom of the racetrack. Now Chandler Smith moves up. Justin Allgaier says, I'll stick to the bottom line, right to the back bumper off of two.
A.J. way gone up front there. He's got a nice lead. A long way back to Ryan Sieg. Separation from third to fourth. Only a car length now. And fourth to fifth, Parker Kligerman trying to get a spot away from Riley Herbst.
He's trying to retake that position. Cole Custer closes in. Custer trying to make it three wide. Herbst, though, moves up the racetrack and blocks him right up against the wall.
Boy, that brings Brandon Jones into the mix as well, as he'll dive to the inside of Cole Custer. Those two will watch Riley Herbst and Parker Kligerman go side by side. This is all for the battle for fifth.
Yeah, Herbst is going to get that position. Kligerman moves back a spot. There's Cole Custer and Brandon Jones. Jesse Love is in the mix as well as those cars work the midway through three and four.
18 laps to go, and Ryan Sieg is catching race leader A.J. Allmendinger. Right now, 8-tenths of a second. Now it's 6-tenths of a second between the leaders.
Allmendinger has not won this year. Sieg has never won in his career. Front two separated now by just 5 car lengths off of turn two.
Chandler Smith and and Justin Allgaier can only hope that Ryan Sieg will get up there and try to slow down the A.J. parade, as he is leading up front by about 7 car lengths now off of turn four.
Last lap, Allmendinger ran the second fastest lap. The fastest went to Sieg. Sieg has cut the gap from 0.8 now down to 0.4.
We'll keep an eye on that. Meanwhile, Justin Allgaier right behind them dices to the bottom of the inside of Chandler Smith. He'll wrestle away that third spot. So Allgaier, he'll get up on the wheel, Pat, try to run down the front two.
Allgaier's got speed, but does he have time now as he tries to bear down and close the gap between he and Ryan Sieg? Ryan Sieg, midway through three and four, separates from first about 8 car lengths.
16 laps to go. A.J. Allmendinger leads Ryan Sieg. That lead whittled down to 4-tenths of a second. They cross the start-finish line. It is car lengths now, Nick Yeoman.
Yeah, last couple laps, it's just about a half a car length, maybe a full car length every lap that Ryan Sieg continues to eat into the deficit of A.J. Allmendinger. Call it 3 car lengths out of turn two.
Sieg's got plenty of time now. Just needs to be patient as he works to try to get that lead, try to get to the bumper of A.J. Allmendinger. He closes it down to about 5 or 6 car lengths again off four.
When he lost at Texas in the closing lap, Sieg was the hunted. This time, he's the hunter at the stripe. Again, closing in on A.J. Allmendinger. The gap now down to 2-tenths of a second.
Boy, and we talk so much about taking care of these drivers running for a championship, but Ryan Sieg's going for career win number one. Not sure he's going to care here, Pat. It's down to 2 car lengths on the back stretch.
A.J. knows where the fastest line is around this racetrack, and that's where Sieg would like to be right now. He'll continue to kind of keep that door shut on second place Ryan Sieg off four.
14 laps to go as Chevy leads the Ford here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway in the Ambetter Health 302. A.J. Allmendinger about 5 car lengths ahead of Sieg.
Yeah, got to go strong run off of turn number four. That opens up the gap a little bit, but Ryan Sieg just drives it in so deep into turn number one. He'll close at the back within 3 car lengths. That Chevrolet of Allmendinger still leads.
Ryan Sieg trying to close down the gap midway down the Nellis backstretch here as they work into turn three. Again, the distance and a margin between first and second, about 5 or 6 car lengths.
We're getting down to the closing stages, 13 laps to go. Sieg again trailing Allmendinger across the stripe as they work their way back to one.
Again, it's a 3 car length separation. No worry of lap traffic. They're all down the back straightaway. Meanwhile, the leaders running 2 different lines. Allmendinger stuck to the bottom. Sieg running the middle groove.
A.J. Allmendinger still appears to have a better car than Ryan Sieg. Sieg's doing everything he can with what he's got to work with, but he can't seem to close this gap, particularly down here in three and four.
While these leaders are racing, Justin Allgaier running in third is not necessarily catching them right now. As they cross the start-finish line, nearly four-tenths of a second the lead for A.J. Allmendinger. That drops by about 100.
Yeah, Brad, I would imagine that Justin Allgaier is pulling for Ryan Sieg to get alongside of A.J. Allmendinger. That will bring that Branch Chevrolet back into the mix. Right now, though, they're still separated by two car lengths up front.
You got to wonder if Ryan Sieg is trying to perhaps look at maybe a little different line here to try to close some of this gap on A.J. Allmendinger. He still gets it down to about three car lengths now.
Sieg got a great run in turn three and an exit at turn four. Again, closing in on A.J. Allmendinger. He has whittled it down again to two-tenths of a second.
Boy, he can see it. He can smell it. I bet he can taste it. Ryan Sieg running that middle groove. This is as close as he has been. Call it a car length and a half out of turn two.
Right now, Ryan Sieg taking a look at A.J. Allmendinger. Will get right to his bumper this time. It's the best entrance into three he's had. Sieg is right there. Takes a nose and looks a little bit under Allmendinger all four.
10 laps to go. Less than one car length. Ryan Sieg now peeks to the inside of A.J. Allmendinger. Allmendinger is going to throw the block as they head to one.
And they are starting to catch that lap traffic, so Ryan Sieg might want to try to make it work. He is in those tire tracks. Allmendinger on the bottom. Sieg's got the momentum built up. Still a car length deficit out of turn two.
You're so right, Nick. They are going to have some lap traffic to deal with, and that's going to make some makes for some fast decision making on A.J. Allmendinger's part. Allmendinger now holds on to the lead by only a half a car length.
Kyle Weatherman is the lap traffic they're coming up on. Now Ryan Sieg drives to the inside of A.J. Allmendinger. He will get him by a nose at the start-finish line. They are side by side.
They were even at the start-finish line. They'll be even into turn number one. Sieg has taken away that inside line from Allmendinger. He slips up, got loose on the bottom. That's going to allow Allmendinger to retake the lead and open up a three-car length advantage.
And it's also going to open up the opportunity for Justin Allgaier now, who can get close enough to these guys and has got enough time. Can he close it down? Up front, Allmendinger still controls.
Eight laps to go in this race. Allgaier was back there by 1.6. Now it's 1.2. Sieg now trying to marshal up his forces again to track down Allmendinger in one.
And again, the last lap, he went to the bottom side of the racetrack. His car was not comfortable there. He'll follow A.J. Allmendinger off of turn number two.
It's going to be all about lap traffic now, how A.J. handles it, and how these two chasers are going to deal with it. Here's Allmendinger at the bottom of the racetrack, midway through three and four. He's got about a five-car length lead over Ryan Sieg.
Going to be seven laps to go this time by. Here comes your race leader across the start-finish line. No lap traffic in between A.J. Allmendinger and Ryan Sieg.
Got a car very slow down the back straightaway. That is Sammy Smith. He may be going 5 to 10 miles per hour. We'll see if that's going to bring out a caution. Meanwhile, the leaders roar out of turn number two, and the yellow is out. Sammy Smith's car has stopped at the midway point of the back straightaway. Guys, that's going to bring out a yellow flag here in the closing lap.
Caution flag number seven comes out with seven laps to go. Oh, my, my. We're going to have to try to re-rack them and do it again.
We saw with six laps to go, Mark Garrow, in stage number one, fresh tires made a difference. Now, the tire count on pit road, does anybody have any left? That's going to be the bigger question. A.J. Allmendinger has been fantastic on restarts as the control car. He has done everything that he needs to do. Ryan Sieg, it's taken him a couple of laps to wind up to be able to catch him. In fact, Ryan Sieg has been losing a couple of spots on restarts. Maybe this plays into the hands of Justin Allgaier.
Well, it certainly gives Allgaier fresh hope. At 1.2 seconds, he had closed in, but time was running out. Probably did not have enough time to get there. And it looks like Sammy Smith has been able to get his car now to pit lane, and you have to wonder, he's moving pretty good right now after nearly stopping on the back straightaway. Makes you wonder.
Yeah, I'm not sure if he actually got a bump from a tow truck or a wrecker or not, because we do have a lot of safety vehicles out on the racetrack, but he was definitively very slow out there on the racetrack as the field is now tightening up under caution here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. You can see the safety trucks now all around the racetrack, definitely making sure that everything is clean and there is no debris. It doesn't look like Sammy Smith had hit the wall again or hit anything again, but still the field is behind that Toyota GR Super Pace car. They're about to cross the start finish line. We're going to have five laps to go in this race, and we still are not yet going back to green.
So this will be a quickie yellow, I believe NASCAR calling for, so anybody can come to pit lane that would like. at this point, all the lead machines, everybody battling up front. I'm going to guess, Brad, they're out of sticker tires, so they're going to just stay out there with what they have. These guys that are pitting now are the ones that took the wave around to get back to the lead lap, many of them on our last restart, so they needed fuel, at least some Sunoco fuel to finish this thing, if not, if they had a set of tires left or some scuffs.
So you're saying we have cars that were a lap down, got back on the lead lap with the wave around, and they're going to have much fresher tires than the cars that are in front of them.
Some of them will, not all of them, but some of them definitely will.
All right, let's go down to pit road and O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporter Wendy Venturini.
The power steering was going in and out for the car of Sammy Smith, so that's what they came down pit road, and I think they're going to hit pit road again, but there was a question about whether or not there was a problem with the car sputtering in and out of power, and that's what brought out this late race caution, which is going to cost, it's going to give us quite the finish, guys, in just a few laps.
Been a bad day for Sammy Smith. He's currently shown in 34th. In fact, let's give you a full field rundown, Mark. We're going to have a little bit of it cycle through as we're going through because we did have some cars come to pit. But we can tell you that A.J. Allmendinger lined up behind that Toyota GR Super Pace car. He is leading this race. A.J. Allmendinger has so far led a race-high 97 laps of the 200 or the 196 that have been run so far. Ryan Sieg currently looking for his first career victory. He is running in second. Justin Allgaier now running in third. You've got Chandler Smith, another playoffs driver, in fourth. Parker Kligerman is in fifth. Cole Custer running in sixth. Last year's winner, Riley Herbst, is in seventh. Eighth is playoffs driver Jesse Love. Sheldon Creed started in the back. He is running ninth. And Sam Mayer is running in tenth.
Brandon Jones, 11th. Then playoff contender Austin Hill, 12th. Parker Retzlaff, 13th. Eric Almirola, 14th. 15th is Anthony Alfredo. Matt DiBenedetto easing up the lineup now to 16th. 17th, Daniel Dye. Jeb Burton, 18th. 19th, Josh Williams. Jeremy Clements in 20th.
Corey Heim running in 21st. Kyle Weatherman is in 22nd. 23rd is Brennan Poole. Myatt Snyder is in 24th. 25th, J.J. Yaley. Kyle Sieg in 26th. 27th is Blaine Perkins. Dylan Lupton runs in 28th. Joey Gase in 29th. 30th is Ryan Ellis.
Garrett Smithley, 31st. Ryan Vargas, 32nd. Taylor Gray, 33rd, minus four laps. Sammy Smith, minus four in 34th. Akinori Ogata is 35th. 36th is Dawson Cram. Out of the race is Leland Honeyman. He'll get credit for 37th. And with his fourth DNF this season, Shane Van Gisbergen will finish last in 38th.
We're going to restart this race, not in overtime, but we will restart this race with two laps to go. Right now, when they cross the start-finish line with one to go in this race, it's gonna, or one to go in this caution, it's going to be three to go in this race. When the green flag comes out, it'll be two laps to go. It is going to be a shootout. Mark, you've talked about this already tonight. Take, take, take. This is your opportunity to win your way through to the championship round. How bad do you want it?
Three of the top four. Four of the top six. Win, they punch their ticket to Phoenix. It's all on the line right now for those guys, especially A.J. Allmendinger. The lights are out. NASCAR starter Kyle Hicks has given them the one-to-go signal. And Nick Yeoman, time to strap in a little bit tighter up there and get ready for this one.
Well, and how about the fact that the two drivers that you mentioned in the top six that aren't running for a championship, that's Parker Kligerman and Ryan Sieg, have never won in the Xfinity Series. So you know they're going to get up on the wheel. This is going to be a lot of fun, as you mentioned. It's A.J. Allmendinger, Ryan Sieg on the front row. And, yeah, I think everyone's going to have to batten down and buckle those seatbelts because I would expect this one to get pretty wild.
Well, Pat Patterson, I'll tell you what, we've seen a lot of great races come down to a late race restart, changing things up here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. What are you seeing on your end?
Well, Ryan Sieg's got to have the restart of his life. That's just all there is to it. That was not good the last time that we restarted with him up there. He really was a roadblock for a bunch of cars on that restart we had before this one. So he has got to get this right. A.J. Allmendinger, he is a pro at this, and he knows what he's doing, and he's done it up there a million times. Ryan Sieg's got a big challenge in front of him. That's on the front row, Ryan Sieg and A.J. Allmendinger. Then it's Justin Allgaier, Chandler Smith, Parker Kligerman, and Cole Custer. We're ready to settle it in Vegas.
We have just two laps to go in the Ambetter Health 302. Here is A.J. Allmendinger, Ryan Sieg coming down to the green flag. Again, Allmendinger gets a good jump as they head to turn number one.
Allmendinger noses ahead as he's got Justin Allgaier right up the back bumper. Allmendinger throws it deep into the corner. He's going to have the race lead through turn one. He's going to have it out of turn number two. Ryan Sieg digging on the top. But what a start, a restart for A.J. Allmendinger.
Three wide in there. The field tries to sort it all out. But up front, A.J. Allmendinger has got the right restart. Ryan Sieg only about two car lengths back in second. Then it's Justin Allgaier.
Off of turn number four, the white flag is in the air. A.J. Allmendinger one car length ahead of Ryan Sieg. Allmendinger looking to punch his ticket to Phoenix.
The front two dive into turn number one. Ryan Sieg will go to the inside. A.J. Allmendinger is going to run that inside line as well. Sieg's got a good charge out of turn number two. He's to the back bumper of A.J. Allmendinger.
What will Ryan Sieg do with A.J. Allmendinger into three, potentially for the last time? He gets within a bumper of him. Here comes Ryan Sieg, but A.J.'s got the lead.
Those two storm out of turn number four. A.J. Allmendinger is going to hold on. He's going to win for the first time in 2024. He wins the Ambetter Health 302 and becomes the first driver to lock up a spot in the Championship Four.
Big day for A.J. Allmendinger. He wins over Ryan Sieg by 1/10 of a second. Justin Allgaier finishes third. Chandler Smith is fourth. Fifth place goes to Parker Kligerman. Jesse Love finished sixth. Riley Herbst moved up a spot. He finished seventh. Cole Custer finished eighth. Ninth, Sheldon Creed. Tenth goes to Austin Hill.
So, A.J. Allmendinger picked a fine time to get that first win this season. It couldn't be any bigger. He wins round one in the round of eight, and he will move on now to become the first of the Championship Four. Chris Rice, Colleague Racing, they're all going nuts down on